We are so excited to announce something brand new here at Bayshore Community Church. Available now on any of the app stores, either Apple or Android or even Amazon, is the exciting Bayshore Church app for your mobile device. Now, this app is chock full of content for you to use to engage with Bayshore. There's a sermon archive where you can browse past messages from both campuses. There's ways for you to sign up for classes, for events, for small groups. There's events calendar so that you don't miss anything that's happening. There's even a Bible reading section where you can get daily updates on where we are reading in the Bible. Also, this app has a great new giving feature, a very sleek and efficient way to easily give anytime you like and also have reoccurring gifts. So be sure to check out our app. You can go to bayshorecc.org/app. That's bayshorecc.org/app. And find links to download the Bayshore Church app.
Come on, do the pictures in that video make you want to just party a little bit? I mean, a little bit? Listen, the pictures in that video represent over 80 baptism parties that we have thrown, or 80 baptisms that we've thrown down and partied for right here. It represents over or three shipping containers that you all turned into a home and a women's shelter and is down in the Dominican Republic right now. It represents us outgrowing one service. And you can tell from today that we have outgrown one service. And what I love in the middle of that video is there's just this one random picture. There's all this inspirational stuff. And then there's this one random picture. We'll put it on the screen. It's coming. There it is. It's just Bo in the middle of the room with a selfie stick. I love our church. Anyway, online family, I want to just say welcome to the party. And I want to give a shout out to our newest podcast listener, which is Jody up in Connecticut. And here's a picture of Jody right here. And it's crazy, guys. We have so many people who watch us and listen to us in Connecticut. Like, a ton of people. Like, we just need a church up there, I guess. I mean, I'll go. Not in the winter. Forget that. But anyway, we love our online family. And so, Jody, because you're listening, we're going to send you up a Bayshore shirt this week. So you can rep us up there. And so can you guys just get loud for Jody and all of our online family one more time? Welcome them in to the party. Woo! Love it. We're going to have fun today. But I want to start out with a question, okay? And this question is a layup. Like, anyone can answer this question, all right? You guys ready? You ready? Here's a question. Have you ever bet on something before? And it could be anything, okay? Have you ever bet on something before? Let me see your hands. If you have bet on something before, wow, you all are admitting gambling in church? It's a good thing you all are here. No, it's okay because I have gambled before. Now, I know everyone's like, what kind of church is this? But listen, hold on. Just hear me out. Hear me out. I did. I gambled. I bet one time on a $1 scratch-off ticket. Okay, so here's what happened. I was in Ocean City, and I was in this Exxon, and that's when I saw it. It was a vending machine with scratch-off tickets. I didn't even know these things existed, you guys. And it started talking to me. And I had a $1 in my pocket, and my dollar in my pocket was like, okay, just go. Just jump into the vending machine. Everything in me, the rest of the Dave Ramsey in me was like, don't do it. Dave Ramsey was going to yell at me. But the dollar won out, and I was like, I'm going to win. And so I put $1 into the scratch-off machine, and I got $1 scratch-off, and I scratched it off, and I won $2. Yeah. And I was the happiest $2 scratch-off winner ever, okay? And so I decided that I was going to invest that $2. In two more $1 scratch-off tickets. So I put it in, and I got two more, okay? And the first one, I didn't win anything. The second one, okay, no lie, first time I've ever done this, I won $200. First time. And so I was like, I'm going to invest this $200. No, just kidding. I took the money and I ran, you guys. Now, listen, I know you all want to email me like, I can't believe you're gambling. You're talking about that church. Listen, this was B-I-W-A-P before I was a pastor. So it's okay. I do not bet normally. But today, I'm betting again. It's true. Today, I'm betting on you guys. I'm betting that you have what it takes to take your next step in following Jesus today. Now, a lot of times we leave church and we think after the pastor talked, you're like, well, I can't do that. Forget that. I can't do that. But today, you can. I bet that you can get baptized if that is your next step. I'm betting on you today. And if you've already been baptized before, okay, I'm betting on you that you can get so rowdy in here for each and every baptism that we have in here that subs are vibrating off of the tables upstairs. We are going to get a noise violation in here today, all right? And so I'm betting on you guys. Now, let me ask y'all another couple of questions, all right? How many of you, you're a football fan, you have a favorite football team, and it can be Pee Wee, it can be college, it can be NFL, you're already shouting out Eagles, you already won a Yeti cooler, you just got to cool it, all right? But favorite football, you guys got a favorite football team, okay? And if you don't have a favorite football team, that's okay. Do you have a favorite football food? Oh, yes. That's more exciting than the game, okay? I'll be honest, okay? So on three, what I want you to do is I want you to yell at your favorite football team if you have one. And if you don't have one, yell at your favorite football food, okay? And if you're a Steelers fan, please remain silent. All right, I'm kind of kidding. Not really. But anyway, all right, so favorite football food and favorite football team on three. Let's yell it out. One, two, three. My goodness. That, listen, if you guys got to get that loud during the baptism. If you're going to be that excited about a football team. I heard Redskins. That's a lot. There's a lot of faith, man. That's good. All right. Listen, those of you who know me know that my favorite football team is God's team, the Ravens. And my favorite player on the Ravens is Justin Tucker, our kicker. Now, you might be like, the kicker is your favorite player? Isn't it supposed to be like the quarterback or something? Okay, here's why the quarterback isn't my favorite player, okay? Because the quarterback on our team is Joe Flacco. And for the last 4 years, okay, he's thrown completed passes to the other team. That's basically it. And so I have not been on Team Flacco over the last 4 years. Now, I've had his jersey hanging in my closet that whole time, but I refuse to put this jersey on because, like, I'm just a little worried about identifying with Mr. Flacco. And plus, this is like a size medium, but I don't know what planet this is a size medium. It's like gigantic, okay? But anyway, so I don't wear my Joe Flacco jersey. Now, last year, me and my brother went to a Ravens game, and my brother's a big Flacco fan, and he said to me ahead of time, he says, hey, why don't you wear your Joe Flacco jersey with me? Because he was going to wear it. And I was like, I am not putting that man's jersey on. Because I imagine I would be in this stadium during the game, and Joe Flacco would throw a pass, and it would be a lame duck. It'd be like flying, you know, sideways. And it would go into the stands and hit an elderly lady in the head, knocking her out. They'd have to cart her out of the stadium, and everybody would boo Joe Flacco and myself out because I'm wearing his jersey. And so I was like, I am not wearing that man's jersey. So we go to the game, and Joe Flacco that night had the game of his life. I mean, he was throwing completed passes to his team. He didn't hit any grannies in the head in the stand. Okay, at one point he scrambled to get a first down. He got it, but he got so level getting the first down that he had to get carted off the field. But it was such a gutsy play that the entire stadium was cheering, Flacco, Flacco, Flacco. And there's my brother rocking his Joe Flacco jersey, and everybody's giving him a high five. And I was like, it was my idea. I mean, that was my idea for him to wear that. I don't know. But looking back on it, man, I am so bummed out that I was afraid to put on Joe Flacco's jersey. Because looking back, man, I wish I had that on so I could have been like, I'm Team Flacco, baby. You know, give me some high fives, Gary. Like, you know, that would have been awesome. Now, you might say, okay, Joe, you talking about gambling? You talking about football? Are we going to talk about the Bible at some point? Like, and I heard there's ice cream after the service, and so kind of like, you just get to the point. And listen, here's the point. Baptism is putting on the jersey and saying, hey, I am with Jesus, and I want everybody to know I am identifying with him, and I don't care who knows. That's what baptism is. And listen, the main way that Jesus asked you and me and all of us to identify with him is through baptism. And baptism is simply you going public with a decision that you made in private. And we see themes in the Bible. One of the themes that we see over and over again is Jesus saying, listen, I went public for you on the cross, and I just want you to go public for me. And we do that through baptism. And so listen, I am betting that you have what it takes to put on the jersey today and say, hey, I am on Team Jesus, and I want all you all to know. And at the end of today's message, many of you in the room are going to get baptized. Now, I know some of you are like, honey, grab your purse. Like, I didn't bring my water shoes. We got to leave. I can't get baptized today. But listen, you can. I'm betting on you that you can. And I'm going to help you out by giving you three thoughts on baptism first. Okay, so are you ready?
Yeah.
That's not going to work for me. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, first thought on baptism is this. Baptism is about priority, not preference. Baptism is about priority, not preference. Now, everybody in this room has different personal preferences. I'll show you, okay? In a few minutes, there's going to be a Hopkins Creamery ice cream truck that pulls into the parking lot upstairs, and everybody who leaves church today is going to get ice cream. Now, you're not going to get it if you leave church early. I told them. No. No, I'm just kidding. But you're going to get free ice cream. Aren't you glad you came to church today? It's good. Now, we were only able to get three flavors, and so we got chocolate and vanilla, and then I said, just ask them whatever the most popular other flavor is, and so they gave us black raspberry. So, chocolate, vanilla, black raspberry. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to just, if you can only pick one of those flavors, I want to know which flavor you would choose. Now, if you can you pick two in this survey?
No.
Can you pick three with whipped cream and sprinkles on top?
No.
Okay, just one, all right? So how many of you, if you can only pick one of those flavors, you're choosing chocolate. You're choosing chocolate? These are the godly people in the room. That is the right. Listen, when you get your chocolate, if you just get real quiet and you listen upstairs, you will hear angels singing. Chocolate's the best. Okay, what about vanilla? Who's choosing vanilla? I'm not even sure what to say about you all. Okay, let's just move on. Okay. Who is excited and you're going to get black raspberry? You're just wild. All right. Anybody had black raspberry before? No. Is it good? It's good. Does it count as fruit? No. Oh, okay. Not fruit. But listen, one more time. Chocolate? People are choosing chocolate? Vanilla? Weirdos. Black raspberry? Okay. All right. See? Different personal preferences. All right, let me give you another example. There are beach people and there are pool people. Okay, how many of you are pool people?
Woo!
Okay, how many of you love Jesus and you're a beach person?
Woo!
There we go. Yeah, I'm a beach person all day long. When me and Stacy got married, Stacy was more of a pool person. And so for the last 10 years in our marriage, we've compromised every weekend and we go to the beach. It's true. Anyway, look, we all have different personal preferences. But when it comes to following Jesus, we have to take our personal preferences and lay them down. Because following Jesus isn't about personal preferences. It's about, hey, what did Jesus say to do? Because what Jesus said to do in here is what is supposed to direct our lives. And here's what I really believe, okay? I really believe that following Jesus makes our life better and makes us better at life. I really, really believe that. But for that to be true, we have to be willing to set aside our personal preferences and do the things that Jesus said to do. And undoubtedly, Jesus asked every Jesus follower to be baptized. Now, here's what else I believe. I believe that every person in this room and everybody who's watching online right now, okay, everybody has the same first three steps when it comes to following Jesus. The same first three steps. We'll put this first one on the screen. Step number one is to just start following Jesus. Step one in your relationship for everybody has the same first three steps, is to start following Jesus. Now, 84 people have started a relationship with Jesus at our church this year. amazing. 12 of you started your relationship with Jesus last weekend. Now, do you know what that means? That means that 12 people believe that Jesus hung naked and bleeding on a cross to pay for their sins. And then after he was on the cross, he was put in a tomb. And he was buried for 3 days, but he walked out of that tomb alive 3 days later to prove that he paid for their sins. And he got a place ready for them. Those people who made that decision last weekend, a place ready for them in heaven. And so that means 12 people's eternities changed last weekend. And that is worth celebrating. So step one for every Jesus follower is to start following Jesus. Step three, I'm skipping step two for a second. Step three is to attend and serve in church, which you all are doing right now. And so like high five two or three people and say, you nailed step three. You got it. You nailed it. Nailed it. So attend and serve in church. The second step that I believe that Jesus calls every Jesus follower to is baptism. Now, let me show you, okay? So we're going to look at Matthew 28, starting in verse 18. And this is what's known as the Great Commission. And Jesus says this. He says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Okay, really quick. When it comes to following Jesus, who has the authority, us or Jesus? Jesus. Okay, the answer is almost always Jesus in church. All right, so you got that right. Jesus. Then he says, and he has the authority, he says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations. Step one, start following Jesus. Make disciples. Then he says, baptizing them. Wait, what does that say? Baptizing them. It's the very next thing. He says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Okay, now where does that happen? It happens in the basement. Church. And so you have those first three steps right there in the Great Commission. And so it's okay if you don't take my word for it. But Jesus said, once you start following me, your next step is to put on the jersey, identify with me, and be baptized. Now, 50 days after Jesus said these words right there was a guy named Peter, and he was speaking the very first message at the very first church service, and there's thousands of people there. And at the end of Peter's message, thousands of these people came up to Peter and said, listen, we believe everything you just said. What do we do now? And here's what Peter responded in Acts 2, 38. Peter replied, repent and be baptized. Do you see steps 1 and 2 right there? Repent and be baptized, every one of you. Look, Peter didn't say, listen, you all don't need to do this, okay? Because maybe you're afraid of water. You might be afraid that you're going to step on a jellyfish or, you know, a horseshoe crab or something in there. No, he said every single one of you need to do this. And so Jesus said every one of us. Peter said every one of us. And so baptism, okay, whether you walked in today and you planned to get baptized or not, baptism is about us laying down our personal preferences and prioritizing what Jesus said. And I'm betting on you that you have what it takes to get baptized today. Here's the second thought on baptism. Baptism shows how far we are willing to go. Now, how many of you have ever gone out of your way before to prove a point? You've gone out of your way to prove a point. Every married couple should raise your hand right now. That is like half a marriage, isn't it? Okay. Look, we've all gone out of our way to prove a point before. And so sometimes we do stuff to prove a point that we don't even necessarily love doing, but we do it to prove a point. Okay, it's sort of like this. How many parents in the room have ever gone to your kid's recital or your kid's Christmas play before? You've gone to your kid's recital, Christmas play? Okay, you guys are going to get this. Anybody in here ever gone to somebody else's kid's recital or Christmas play? That's love right there. All right, that's good. So listen, every weekend or every first weekend in December, every year, is my kid's entire school's, day school's Christmas play. And let me just preface this by saying, I love my kids' day school. My kids' day school, which is Splash Day School in Millsboro, is the greatest day school in the world. I love it. But it's sitting through the entire school's Christmas play and watching other parents' kids do like random twirls on the stage and not seeing when it's their turn, that makes me kind of wish I was in a dentist chair, you guys. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You'll be honest in church. You know what I'm talking about. The rest of you, liar, liar, pants on fire. But listen, there's nothing really great about a 3-, 4-, and 5-year-old's Christmas play. Now, no one goes to the kids' Christmas play because of the talent. Like, I've never heard somebody say, oh, you know what? I ripped up my tickets to Hamilton because I had to come see this Christmas play tonight. No. And so, you know what you say when you're at the Christmas play? You say, am I the only one who sees the kid on the back choir row? He's been turned around backwards the entire time. I'm worried he's going to jump. Like, is he going to jump? I don't know. And so we don't go. I don't go because of the talent. I don't go because I love Christmas plays. You know why I go to my kids' Christmas play? Because my kids are in it, and I love my kids. Okay, and I love my kids so much that I literally have a framed picture of Nora singing in her Christmas play on my nightstand next to my bed. Okay, and here's a picture of me of her singing right there. So I look at this every single morning, okay? And I listen, the reason I do certain things for my kids is to prove the point that I love my kids. I love them. And there's nothing that will change it. That's why we go to recitals. That's why we do those sort of things. And isn't it true that you will go out of your way when you love someone? Every parent in the room knows that you will inconvenience yourself to prove the point that you love your kids. That's why we go to recitals, people. And so with that in mind, let's look at Matthew 3, verse 13. It says this, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. Now, nobody in this room has probably walked from Galilee to the Jordan recently. Anybody? Not you, Matt? Okay. That is a 60-mile walk. Did you know Jesus walked 60 miles to be baptized? Okay, that's how far he was willing to go to be baptized. Guys, I don't even like to drive 60 miles anywhere. Every once in a while, Stacy's mom and stepdad will want to pick us up and take us to their favorite restaurant in Dover called Cheddar's. Anybody been to Cheddar's before? Okay, Cheddar fans, okay. Listen, Cheddar's is 40 miles from my driveway to their parking lot. And so when we're driving up there, I'm thinking, are we flying to the moon? Like, what's wrong with that place's cheeseburgers over there? They probably got a good cheeseburger. But do you know why they'll drive that far? Because it's good. And they love it, right? And so, listen, Jesus walked 60 miles over rough terrain to be baptized. It probably could have taken him several days to do that. And he did it to prove a point. Jesus did it to prove that he loved his Father, and he did it to prove his identity is with his Heavenly Father. And so Jesus walked 60 miles to be baptized. And here's the thing. I'm betting on you that you'll walk just 60 feet to be baptized today. You got this, okay? I'm betting on you if Jesus walked 60 miles to be baptized, you can walk just 60 feet to be baptized. Here's the third and final thought about baptism. Baptism raises lots of questions. It raises lots of questions. Listen, every single time we throw a baptism party in the basement, it gets rowdy, and then afterwards, I get to hear a lot of questions. And that is great, okay? And it's also great because I'm at a place in my life where I hear lots of questions because I have 2 kids under 5 years old. All week long, here's my little boy Nixon right in the front row. Okay, all week long. Okay, he's walked up to me, and he's had a yo-yo in his hands, and he walked up to me and he's like, Daddy, is this a yo-yo? And I'm like, yeah, man, that's a yo-yo. And like 2 minutes will go by, and then he'll walk up to me again, and he'll say, Daddy, is this a yo-yo? And I'm like, yeah, man, that is a yo-yo. And so I'm in the place in my life where I hear lots and lots of questions, which is great. And there are a lot of great questions about baptism. And so I thought I'd kind of cover the ones that I hear most to kind of help you out with this. And I wanted to start with a question I hear by far. The number one question I hear the most is this. I was baptized as a baby. Should I be baptized again? I was baptized as a baby. Should I be baptized again? How many of you were baptized as a baby? You were baptized as a baby? Keep your hands up. Look around. That is amazing. It's a lot. That's probably half the room right there. Okay, now, that was an amazing moment where your parents were dedicating you to God. All right, and so that day, you probably don't remember what happened, but your parents, they dressed you up, and you're looking good, and then they took you to church, and it was a good moment until some random stranger threw water in your face, which made you cry while your parents smiled, which was probably pretty confusing to you. But besides that, this great moment afterwards, there were crock pots where people ate together. And it was this amazing moment where your parents were dedicating you to God. And I am not here to take anything away from that. But what's interesting is when we look in the Bible, we don't see any examples of babies being baptized. And I think there's a few reasons for that, okay? Number one, I think it's because God wants us to remember our baptism. And number two is because your parents can't choose your team for you. Okay, it's sort of like this, okay? On Sunday, I was watching the Ravens beat the Bills 750-0. Let's not talk about Thursday night, but Sunday was a good day. And I was like all Team Flacco because I've learned my lesson, baby. All right, I'm all Team Flacco. I'm watching this game, and I'm sitting there with my boy Nix. And I put Nix's little Ravens beanie on his head, and I pointed at the TV. I was like, hey, Nix, who's our team, man? Who is our team? And he looks at the TV, and he looks at me. And then he just kind of looks down and his hands didn't say anything. I was like, Nixon, man, who is our team, man? You know. And I pointed at the TV and he looked at the TV. And he looked at me. Then he held up his hand and he said, is this my yo-yo? I'm like, Stacy, we were doing something wrong. I don't know what's going on. But listen, I will no doubt influence my boy to be a Ravens fan. But I can't choose his team for him. And your parents can't choose Jesus for you. And you might say, well, you know what? I can't be baptized today because that will be disrespectful to my parents because they had me baptized as a baby. Number one, okay, that was a dedication. They were dedicating you because they wanted you to follow God as you grew older. Number two, if you get baptized today, you won't be disrespecting your parents. You'll be fulfilling what they prayed for you on that day anyway. And so, listen, I want to encourage every person to be baptized as an adult. And so for us, we'll baptize anybody who is 10 years old and older. And we dedicate everybody who is 10 or 9 years old and under. Okay, so that's that first question. The second question I hear sometimes is, I've been baptized before as an adult, but I feel like I should do it again. Right? It's like, I was baptized last year, Joel, but it didn't work. So, can you like dunk me? Can you hold me down longer this time? Maybe shake me a little bit? I think that might work better. Listen, aren't you glad you don't have to be re-saved and re-baptized every single time you make a mistake and every single time you sin? I mean, if that were the case, guys, we would have to have a drive-through baptismal window at the church. It'd have to be open 24 hours a day, and I wouldn't even leave the parking lot. Be like, well, I coveted over Tacoma again. Got to get dunked, right? And so listen, if you've been baptized before as an adult and you remember it, you don't need to be baptized again. Now, if you've walked away from God and you did that intentionally and now you're walking back to God and you want to be baptized today sort of as a marker, as a fresh start, we're not going to stop anybody from being baptized today, but I don't want anybody to feel a false sense of pressure that you need to be baptized again. Here's another thing I hear sometimes. Do I have to get my life together first before I get baptized? I like it. Can we all just laugh together just on three? Like, come on, one, two, three. That's a good laugh. Give that man a Yeti. I love it. Listen, that's the answer to that question, okay? And so it's sort of like this. Whenever my boy Nixon puts his yo-yo down long enough to sit and eat at the dinner table, my boy Nixon is the messiest eater on the entire planet. I mean, when he eats spaghetti, it's a miracle where we find spaghetti noodles. Like, for, you know, I've no lie, I have found spaghetti noodles in between that boy's toes before. I'm like, how is this even, I don't even understand. And so Every time we feed Nixon spaghetti, I know he's going to have to get a bath afterwards. There's just no question about it. He's got to get a bath afterwards. But sometimes he said to me, after he's eaten his spaghetti, he'll say, "Hey, Daddy, can you wash my hands before my bath?" And I'm like, "No, ma'am, you don't need that. We're just going to throw you right in the shower, my man." And so a lot of times I think we walk into church thinking, okay, I got to get my life right. I got to get my addiction right first. I got to get my relationship with God right first, and then I'll get baptized. But listen, you don't wash your hands before you take a bath. And when it comes to baptism, you don't have to get your life cleaned up first before you get baptized. Guys, if you see me out on Route 24, if you see me driving down Route 24, just cut me off sometime. Just to see what I'll do. And then don't tell any of your friends about it, okay? Because I'm as messed up as anyone, and I'm doing the baptizing, guys. And so the beauty of baptism is we all get into the baptismal just the way we are, and it's Jesus who cleans us up. Here's a question that many people ask, okay? I'm worried about my hair. Not me, but some of you. Listen, now we're starting to get real, right? It's like, listen, Joel, I would get baptized, but I'm having a good hair day. Just not ready to mess that thing up, okay? And here's what I love about baptism. Baptism is the great equalizer. All right, we all, whether you got a $150 haircut or whether you got clippers that you bought at Walmart and you cut your own hair in the garage. Yeah. All right. We all come up out of the water exactly the same. And if Jesus was willing to hang on a cross for you, I am betting that you will get a little wet for him today. Last weekend, I did a wedding for Jake and Carrie, who come to our church. And before the rehearsal, they had told me that they wanted to get baptized because they wanted to start off their marriage by being baptized together. And so 20 minutes before their rehearsal for their wedding, they got baptized in a pool in the backyard of the place where we did the rehearsal. And so here's a picture of them right here. And so how cool is that, first off? Carrie, the bride, went to her wedding rehearsal with wet, messy hair. You got this. You can do this if Carrie can do that. Okay, here's another thing. Most of you are like, listen, I can't do it because I'm afraid. I'm afraid. And listen, I get that. But it's okay, because I got good news. We have never had a jellyfish sting in the baptismal. We have never lost anybody in the baptismal before. Now, you might be the first. Somebody's got to be first, right? But can you imagine the perks you get in heaven if you pass away in the baptismal? You get to park next to Jesus. You get all you can eat all the time. Calories don't count. Listen, you're going to be okay. And listen, I know maybe you're afraid, maybe you don't want to get in front of people, and you might say, listen, my faith is personal. And you're right, your faith is personal. But faith is not private. And baptism is how you go public for Jesus. Here's the second most question I get, and I'll end with this question. I didn't come ready to be baptized. I didn't come ready today to be baptized. And that's okay, because we came ready for you to be baptized today. And so Darryl's going to come up here. Darryl, can you come up here? Give Darryl a hand. Darryl is the 400,000 miles on the Jeep guy. So slip this guy a gift card or something. I don't know. So Darryl has the bag. This is what everybody who gets baptized, decides who wants to get baptized today, you are going to get everything that's in here. So first off, you're going to get the Meet the New Me shirt, and this is the jersey that you're going to wear when you get baptized today. Now, me and Darryl talked about you all wearing Ravens jerseys, but we thought somebody might drown me or you in the baptismal, so that's not good. Okay, so you're going to get the Meet the New Me shirt because baptism symbolizes that you are a brand new person in Jesus. And so we're going to give you a shirt. Next, we're giving you some shorts. And one shorts, okay? Name brand shorts, all right? And you get to keep these. You didn't know you were getting like half your fall wardrobe today, did you? So we'll give you some shorts. We got all sorts of sizes out there. You might say, listen, I don't have a towel. Do we got towels?
We got a towel.
We got towels. And so we're going to give you a towel, so you have your towel. You might say, listen, okay, I can't get baptized today because I have a nice car. And I don't want to get my leather seats all wet. Now, that's not something Darrell's worried about in his Jeep. But but you may not want to get your seats wet, but we got trash bags. So you can put this on your seat, okay. And then, all right, now you might say, listen, okay, I have my wallet in my pocket. I have my purse. There's money in it. And there's some sketchy people around this church. I don't want anybody to steal my money. Okay, what do we got?
Ziploc bag.
Ziploc bag. There we go. You take your wallet. You put it in here. Listen, we will baptize your wallet. Just take it right in the baptismal with you. Richie, can you check there's no water in there, man? Okay, I'm just kidding. So listen, we got it all covered. There is no reason why you can't get baptized today. All right, now, Darrell did a good job. Didn't Darrell do a good job? Well, what do you think about this party?
I love it.
You love it?
How about I get this baptism party started?
You're going to start it. Darrell's getting baptized right now. Listen, let me tell a little bit about you, Darrell, while Darrell's getting over here.
You
need a free towel. Let me go get you the free towel. So Darrell is going to get this baptismal party started. Now, Darrell has been a part of our church for years. How long is Darrell, how long have you been coming to the church, man?
Inception.
Since the start.
This one,
yeah. So Darrell's been here for years. Darrell's story might be like some of yours. Darrell thought he was baptized as a baby. So his whole life thought, yeah, I was baptized as a baby. And then last weekend, he was having a conversation with his mom, and his mom was like, no, honey, we dedicated you. We didn't baptize you. And Darrell's like, I thought I was baptized my whole life. I got to get baptized. And so last weekend, directly after the service, Darrell walked out to our baptismal table out there where Sean was helping people sign up, which, by the way, Sean was an atheist for 15 years before he was baptized right here. And here's Sean's baptism moment on the screen right here. It's coming. Well, there it is. And so Sean, which is an amazing story in itself, Sean helped Darrell get signed up for baptism last weekend. And Darrell said, listen, I want to put on the jersey and identify with Jesus. And so, Darrell, we're going to baptize you, man. And are you a Jesus follower?
I am a Jesus follower.
All right. Can you scoot all the way forward, man? Darrell, it is my honor and privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Woo! Come on, man. That is awesome, buddy. We're about to do a lot of theirs, okay? And so we are going to start baptizing people right now. And so listen. If you have never been baptized before, I'm betting on you that you will put on the jersey and you will just walk 60 feet and be baptized right here. And if you have already been baptized before, I'm betting on you that you are going to knock some subs off of the tables at Casapulas in just a moment. And so here's my question for every person in this room. Have you gone public for Jesus? Have you gone public for Jesus? And if you haven't, today is your day. And so what I'm going to do is on three, I'm going to count to three. And when I get to three, I want everybody in the room to stand to your feet. And we're going to sing some songs. But when I get to three, if you have never been baptized before, I want you to walk out into the lobby with me and the 11 other people who are already signed up to be baptized. They're going to walk out into the lobby with you. We're going to get you your shirt. We're going to get you your shorts. You're going to go get changed real quick. And then the band's going to play a song while you're getting changed. And then you're going to meet me right over here. And we're going to baptize you. And so listen, I don't want you to wait when I get to three. I want you to get right out of your seat. And so everybody's going to stand up on three. Now, when people beside you, if they want to get out of the row, make it easy for them, okay? You know, this might not be a song where you close your eyes. Just keep your eyes open so that you can walk out of the row so you can help people easily walk out. Now, if you're next to a friend or a family member and they want to get baptized, walk out with them, help them out. Just be their advocate, okay? And so here's the deal, on three, every single person is gonna stand at your feet. You guys can be seated just so everybody can see. Yeah, you can go ahead and take a seat. This is Mark. Everybody say, hey, Mark. Mark, I'm so proud of you. And I know your wife was baptized at one of our baptism parties a few years ago, and today is your day. And so, Mark, are you a Jesus follower?
Yes, I choose to follow Jesus the rest of my life. Woo!
Mark, can you hold your nose? Mark, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hey guys, this is Maida. Everybody say, hey Maida. Maida, I'm so proud of you. And I know you signed up ahead of time to be baptized. And are you a Jesus follower?
Yes.
All right, if you hold your nose, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hey guys, this is Anthony. Everybody say, hey Anthony.
Hey,
woo.
Hey guys.
Ooh, let me hold your hand, everybody. All right, you can sit all the way forward. Anthony, have you decided to be a Jesus follower?
Yes, I have.
You would hold your nose, please. Anthony, I am privileged to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's funny. Guys, this is Chad. Everybody say, hey, Chad. Woo. Chad's kind of a cool story because a couple years ago we had a pizza delivered to the church. And Kyle delivered a pizza and we just gave him a big $400 tip to show that giving is better than getting. And a few months later, Kyle was baptized here because of that moment. And you and Kyle are related, right?
Cousins.
And so you know about us because of that whole thing, right?
All about it.
All about it. And so it's full circle. The pizza tip just keeps on getting people. So Chad, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Woo! Yes! Yes! Woo! So proud of you, man. Yes. This is Jenny right here. You guys say, hey, Jenny. And Jenny is the start of basically an entire family tree getting baptized, which is really amazing. And so, Jenny, are you a Jesus follower?
Yes, I am.
All right, if you would hold your nose. Jenny, it is my honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Guys, we have Josie right here. Give it up for Josie. All right, Josie. Josie, are you a Jesus follower? Josie, I am so honored to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Woo! So proud of you, Josie. That's awesome. Thank you so much. step, and I'm so proud of you. And I remember sitting in the back over here talking to you about baptism, and I know it was a struggle for you to get up here, but I'm so proud of you. But more importantly, God is so proud of you for doing this. So if you are you a Jesus follower? If you would hold your nose, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Woo! This is Amy. If you guys just say, hey, Amy. Amy, we're running out of water in here. It's splashed out. It's all good. We're going to get it done. Listen, Amy, are you a Jesus follower?
Yes, I am.
So excited for you. Hey, Amy, it is an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Represents the identity that you're making as a Jesus follower. And it's not just the cross, it's not just the feeling, it is going public for Jesus, man. And I'm proud of you for making that choice right now. And so, are you a Jesus follower? Yes, just hold your nose. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Everybody can get baptized, except for Bo. I don't need him. We got to need a worship leader, but Josh, man, I'm so proud of you for getting baptized today. Look, help Josh out. His heart's beating. Come on, I'm so proud of you, Josh. Josh, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Woo! Does. And he had planned this day for you. I really believe that. And so, are you a Jesus follower? You would hold your nose. And Eric, it is my honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Woo! Oh. Brother's getting baptized, your dad's getting baptized, the whole crew's getting baptized today. You're in first, man, and I'm proud of you for being baptized today. Are you a Jesus follower? You can hold your nose. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Woo! Carter had a Colts jersey. It was Colts jersey, right? Had a Colts jersey on when he walked in today, and he took off his Colts jersey to put on his baptism jersey today. That's awesome, Carter. Carter, it's my honor. Are you a Jesus follower, Carter? If you would hold on to your nose. Carter, it is my honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Woo! This is our buddy Patrick.
Yeah.
You didn't come prepared to be baptized today or planning to be baptized today either, did you?
No.
No. You just came with your gold jacket on. And it's amazing what God puts together and the pieces He puts together. And I feel like God joined you with our church for a reason. And part of that reason is this moment right here. So Patrick, are you a Jesus follower?
I am, Joel.
If you would hold on your nose and come all the way forward, Patrick. It's my honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Stephanie. Yeah. Stephanie, this wasn't your plan to be baptized today either, huh?
It's 26 years since I've been baptized.
26 years. And this is
not as a baby.
Not as a baby. But this is a marker for you, this moment, and a new beginning for you. So if you'll come all the way forward. Stephanie, are you a Jesus follower?
I am.
If you'll hold on your nose. Stephanie, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Jalen. Everybody say, hey, Jalen. Jalen, I am so excited for you to be baptized today. And Jalen, are you a Jesus follower?
Yes, I am.
If you hold on to your nose. Jalen, I am so honored to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jalen, it's amazing. Woo! Guys, this is Melissa. Everybody say hi, Melissa. Melissa, you're the last one to be baptized today, I think. And so what that means is I don't think a sub has vibrated off the table upstairs yet. And this is the moment. And I'm so excited for you to take your step, putting on the jersey, and to follow Jesus. Are you a Jesus follower?
Yes, I am.
You'll hold on to your nose. It's my honor to share this moment with you where we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Woo!